Sal Capaccio, Bill's sideline reporter for WGR, is with us live here on WBEN. Sal, what do you think? This is the biggest regular season game for the Bills since when? I mean, there is so much on the line tonight.
Yeah, I mean, well, they've had a few big ones over the last few years, right? Because they went to Pittsburgh a couple years ago and made the playoffs with a clinch on Sunday Night Football. We've had some night games, but you're right. I mean, the anticipation for this one, the buildup, what it means, I think both in the standing, Susan, and what it means to the fan base, right? It's the Patriots. Even in this same situation, if it was another team, it might feel a little differently, but it's the big bad Patriots who ruled the AFC East for 20 years before the Bills took that crown last year. And yeah, this is probably the biggest home game from all those respects over the last quarter century.
Yeah, it sure seems like it. The AFC playoff picture is interesting, to say the least, this morning. New England, Tennessee, Baltimore, Kansas City are all 8-4. The Bills 7-4.
Yeah, and if the Bills win, obviously they'll get to 8-4, and they'll knock the Patriots down to 8-5. Essentially, what this comes down to is tonight's game is really whoever wins has the inside track for the number one seed in the entire AFC. Now, I know the Bills would still be tied with Tennessee, who they lost to, and Baltimore, who they haven't played, but you look at those team schedules, you look at the fact that Tennessee doesn't have Derrick Henry, and the Bills do go to Tampa next week. So it's not like the Bills would be a lock for it by any stretch of the imagination, but they would certainly have a really good look at it. So tonight's game is big as far as the standings. And look, think about the difference of that. If you get the number one seed in the playoffs, you are off for 1 week, and then you're home throughout the playoffs. If you don't win your division, you're the number five seed, and you're going on the road, at least in the first round of the playoffs and probably after.
No, absolutely right. It would be a great advantage for them. How much of a factor do you think the wind is going to be tonight? I mean, it's going to be more windy than wintry.
It's going to be a major factor tonight. You know, I think selfishly, you know, I'm upset about it because not because I got to stand in it. That stinks, obviously, right, being down on the field. But, you know, I feel like I'd really wish that we could just see a clean game and see both teams go at it and without having those conditions, right? Because you want to see, you know, the best possible and, you know, who's better. Let's settle this on the field, right? Well, they're going to settle it on the field, but there's going to be a third team. That third team is Mother Nature, and that wind is going to be whipping. I think in the macro, it helps the Patriots because this is the game they want to play. They want to keep it on the ground. They don't want to throw the ball down the field. They're not great at it, and the Bills would love to do that. They have Josh Allen. They drafted him for games like this. But I think in the micro, it could also help the Bills because, look, you do have the quarterback versus the other one who is better at this situation. Josh Allen admitted this week, this is why the Bills drafted him, to play in games like this. He's going to have to make three or four throws, but the other part is, look, I think it could actually allow the Bills to zero in and dial in a little bit more on that Patriots running game and say, okay, like, hey, you already don't throw it downfield anyway. Now we're going to make you even more challenged to be able to do that and devote even more resources to the line of scrimmage in the run game.
So do you see the Bills then kind of trying to establish the run more or maybe a short passing game?
I think both, yeah. I mean, I think it's establish the run. Look, the Patriots, a lot was made about the Bills giving up 264 yards to the Indianapolis Colts a couple weeks ago. They got beat up bad on the ground. But guess what the Patriots did? They gave up 270 to the Titans last week. So there are plays to be made against the Patriots defense in the run game. But the Bills have to stay with it. They have to be patient. I think one of the big keys in this game is, you know, not trying to overdo too much. If you get to be a 3rd-and-6 or 3rd-and-7, you know, Josh Allen, stay on schedule. Short passing game can help you out too. You can make those 3rd-and-4s instead. Run game, short passing game, 1st and 2nd down is going to be critical to avoid 3rd-down-long.
I mean, the Bills are really about as healthy as they can be, with the exception of Trey White. Am I right?
Yeah, and that's obviously a big loss, though, right? I mean, he's a major player for them. He's one of the best defensive players in the entire league. I don't think losing him is as big of a deal in this game, necessarily, because of the way it's going to have to be played. They're not going to necessarily be throwing the ball, like I said, a ton. And Dane Jackson, who's going to be filling in for him, presumably, you know, he's actually a physical guy. He's good against the run. So I think in this game, you know, you use him and, you know, he's going to help you out there. But otherwise, yeah, I think the big one we're waiting on, though, is we don't know if John Feliciano is going to be able to play in this game. He is eligible if the Bills decide to activate him off injured reserve by 4 p.m. today, and then he could be activated to the roster in time for the game. But that's the big one. We know Star Lotulelei and Spencer Brown have practiced all week after returning from the COVID list, and neither carries an injury designation. So what that means is they're not listed as questionable for the game or doubtful, which means they both should be ready to go.
How ready do you think Dane Jackson is to fill Trey White's shoes?
Well, no one's going to fill his shoes, right? No one's going to be Trey White, and they shouldn't ask him to, and they've said that. You know, and the Bills have been very real about it. They're not going to ask him to be Tre'Davious White. But look, Dane Jackson came here last year as a drafted player. He had to start a couple of games last year, and he was very good. He was very impressive. And a lot of people thought he would be the starter opposite Tre'Davious White coming into the year. But Levi Wallace won that job in fair and square. I watched during preseason and practices, and Levi Wallace beat him out. But now he's going to start opposite Levi Wallace. Look, Dane Jackson, he'll be ready. He'll be ready to play. I think he could make a play or two in this game. I think that's the consistency, though, of Trey White that Dane Jackson's going to have to – he could make a couple plays, and then he could get beat for a couple of plays. And I think that as long as he avoids that, he'll be ready. And the Bills have done a good job with developing him.
What's your feeling, Sal, on how this is going to play out tonight? I mean, do you think home field will be a true advantage for the Bills?
Yeah, I'll give you – if you think about this, Mac Jones, the rookie quarterback for the New England Patriots, grew up in Jacksonville, played college football at Alabama. He's never played in this kind of condition. I don't think the winds have ever been 50 miles an hour, but even it's going to be cold. It's going to be bitterly cold. He also, anytime they've played a road game this year, it hasn't been really a hostile environment, if you will. It's going to be super loud in that stadium. I read somebody in New England say this will be the first time he's had to use a silent count in a game, meaning like he won't be able to yell signals to his team. They'll be able to do a silent count, which teams do all the time, but he's a rookie quarterback, and you know that's going to be challenging for him. So I do think home field matters. You have to remember, too, these two teams play in 3 weeks. They play December 26th, the day after Christmas, in New England. This is round one of two. The Bills got to get this one. This is the key one to get. You get this one, you're back in the driver's seat, and then, you know, maybe you can afford to not get that other one. You want a sweep, but a split is essential, and you get the split starting with tonight.
Yeah, I like what I'm hearing. Sal, thanks. Wow, watch out tonight on the sidelines, right?
Yeah, no kidding.
Hope you're dressing in layers.
Flying debris. You got to be careful, right?
Absolutely. Sal Capaccio, Bills sideline reporter for WGR Sports Radio 550.